Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we are day by day walking through the book of 1 Samuel, and we're in chapter 2. And my question for us today is, what do we learn from Hannah in the opening lines of her prayer? Well, we learn that we are to savor the salvations of God. Savor the moments and the times and occasions when you see the faithfulness of God. When was the last time that you did this? When you saw God answer prayer and you rejoiced at the deliverance that was brought about. Hannah is rejoicing in God, not in Eli as a prophet. Her words are not directed to Peninnah, her rival. Neither is she ultimately delighting in Samuel, her son, which would have been easy for a mother to do. She is delighting in God, savoring the victories of God in her life. You know, I wear on my left hand a symbol, a sign of the love of my wife. It's only a symbol of her love for me, and she wears on her hand the symbol of my love for her. It's not the full expression of my love. In fact, it's a pretty small expression, but it is an expression nonetheless, and she doesn't disregard the expression. She doesn't overlook the gift that it is. She savors it. She treasures it, as do I, even though it's a small expression. At any time of the day, she can look down and be reminded of my love for her, and I can do the same and be reminded of her love for me. Did you know that your life is flooded day by day with little glimpses of the redemption and goodness of God? These are but down payments on the full deliverance to come. These are but glimpses into the glory that awaits us, symbols and signs of a fuller salvation to come. Every time God lifts us up from the pit and sets our feet on solid ground, it is a sample of the kingdom to come, and we are to worship. When you pray today, please remember B.J. Sanders and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Jita LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.